this is Becky Glover from the Stanford Alumni Association. I'd like to welcome you to our first book of the 2012-2013 Book Salon season with Turn of Mind. This month, I'm delighted to introduce our host and author, Alice LePant, lecturer in the Mastering Communication Initiative at the Graduate School of Business. Alice is a writer and teacher of writing with more than 20 years' experience as an award-winning journalist, corporate editorial consultant, writing coach, and university-level writing instructor. She was a Wallace Stegner Fellow and a Jones Lecturer at Stanford University and teaches creative writing at both Stanford and San Francisco State. Alice is an award-winning fiction writer and author of 5 books, including her latest one, Turn of Mind. Thank you so much, Alice, for kicking off this month's discussion.
My pleasure.
Can you talk to us about why you decided to write this book?
Yeah. Well, the book, for those who don't know, is a murder mystery, but it's told from the point of view of the main suspect, who has Alzheimer's, so she doesn't know if she did it or not. It's a very fragmented narrative. As the mystery builds, you learn more and more about the characters and the relationships in this family, and actually two families. I wrote the book because my mother had Alzheimer's. It's a subject that was occupying our minds, my family's minds, for the better part of a decade. And I had been trying to write about Alzheimer's in a way that kind of got to the heart of what it does to individuals as well as families. And I hadn't succeeded until I got this idea to put it into a thriller format, which sounds a little odd, but it allowed me to get at what I wanted to get at in the material, which is about this devastating disease and what it does to individuals and characters, and as well as their relationships with the people who love them and who they love. I wanted to get at that, and I got at it through this framework of a thriller.
What issues from Turn of Mind can you single out that readers might find interesting to discuss?
Well, I think, first of all, there's the main character, Jennifer White, who's a former orthopedic surgeon, very prominent in her field, who had to retire early because she started developing Alzheimer's. And what readers have told me is watching the deterioration of this mind that is still trying to hold on to her intelligence, her vocabulary, her sense of self is what's the most compelling part of the book. And I should say that it's not just a steady deterioration. Alzheimer's patients will go in and out of lucidity quite frequently. So that happens in the book where one moment Jennifer will be, in her mind, 16 years old and still in high school, and the next moment be back in the present. I'd like to say a little bit about the mystery aspect of it, because I didn't start out to write a mystery. And in fact, as a so-called literary writer, I was a little chagrined to find myself writing a mystery. But the way I think about it now is the mystery part of this is like breadcrumbs into a very dark forest into which no one would ever go unless they had assurances they were going to come out again on the other side. And I think the mystery helps drive people through what could otherwise be a dark journey.
Will you talk about your favorite part of the book and tell us why you chose it?
Certainly. The book is divided into 4 parts. In part 1, Jennifer is still in her home with a caregiver. Part 2, she's in an assisted living facility. And part 3, which is my favorite part of the book, she escapes the assisted living facility and she goes out on the streets of Chicago and she has a wonderful adventure. She's, in her mind, she's 18 again. And she's wandering the streets of Chicago's Lincoln Park, which is a very vibrant neighborhood. She goes and has a meal at a fine restaurant, talks to people at the bar, has a wonderful time. And the reason I wrote that section and the reason I like it so much is, again, it's part of helping people through the dark side of the book. There is light. There is, human warmth. There is, there are moments of grace in this awful journey that it's Alzheimer's, and I wanted to show that.
Alice, thank you again for introducing Turn of Mind to our Book Salon community. I look forward to the on-campus discussion.
Me too. Thank you so much.